filles, dos à dos, les hommes par la gauche. Et les hommes par la droite, chargés de côté, et à l'air. On se dit sa compagnie, puis on swing avec. On swing, chacun sa compagnie, swing à l'heure, et swing à l'heure. Prends une corde, petit pocket de maman. Swing, vite de vélo, on attend la deuxième danse. On reste chez nous.
That World Roots visit to the Chant de Viel Festival in Quebec was introduced by Marianne Kennedy. The producer was Roger Short, and the programme was first broadcast in December 2011. We'll hear Marianne Kennedy back in Quebec next Sunday in World Roots. She'll be taking us on a night out in Joliette, starting at the later time of 10:35. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now, and time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello and welcome. On today's show, the second installment of our concert set from guitarist Martin Taylor and Reed's man Alan Barnes. Also on the programme, lots of new releases, including music from Joshua Redman, Kit Downs, Martin Speak, and the Soft Machine Legacy Band. Well, first up, brand new on Jazzman Records, the fourth volume of their Spiritual Jazz series. This latest collection is subtitled Americans in Europe, and with a dazzling Jackson Pollock painting on the sleeve, is lovingly packaged and researched, featuring artists such as Don Cherry, Sun Ra, and saxophonist Lee Konitz, and this is his version of 5, 4, and 3. Thank you. Altoist Lee Konitz in 69, and what sounds like an octave pedal on his horn, giving the effect of both the played note and the octave below. That was a piece called 5, 4, and 3, recorded in Milan with Enrico Rava taking the trumpet solo, Franco D'Andrea was on piano, Giovanni Tommaso was on bass, and Gege Munari was on drums. From the album Spiritual Jazz Volume 4, there are lots of pieces not previously released by such artists as Eric Dolphy, Bobby Hutcherson with Harold Land, Sahib Shihab, and many others. And it's out on Jazzman Records, a collection well worth having. From Americans in Europe to the homegrown talent of pianist Kit Downs, who will be our guest on Jazz Lineup over the coming weeks. He has a new album featuring his versatile quintet. The album is called Light from Old Stars and continues Downs' broad-minded investigations into various charted and yet not obvious terrain, which he does with great style and verve. Featuring the sound of James Alsop on bass clarinet, this is the intricate album opener Wonder and Colossus. Thank you. The spellbinding sound of pianist Kit Downs with Wonder and Colossus, featuring the bass clarinet of James Alsop, Callum Gourley on bass, and James Madron on the drums. The album is called Light from Old Stars and shows Downs gaining momentum as he goes from strength to strength. Lucy Railton completes the lineup on cello, who Downs uses to great effect, colouring the sound and character of the group. And you can catch them live on Saturday, April the 13th, at the Hive Media Arts Centre in Shrewsbury. You can also catch Kit Downs with Chris Montague and Joshua Blackmore in the trio Troika. They're playing on Thursday, April the 11th at Band on the Wall in Manchester and on Friday, April the 12th at Millennium Hall in Sheffield. Brand new on the Nonesuch label, saxophonist Joshua Redman has recorded a ballads album with lush string arrangements from conductor Dan Coleman and album producer Brad Meldow, amongst others. Meldow is the pianist, with Larry Grenadier on bass and Brian Blade on the drums, three quarters of the classic Redman quartet of the 90s. Here's their reading of the Strayhorn classic, Lush Life. Thank you. Joshua Redman's tenor sax on Lush Life from his new ballads album, amidst the luscious orchestra with Brad Meldow, Larry Grenadier and Brian Blade. The album is called Walking Shadows. It's out on the Nonesuch label and full of rich orchestral sounds and beautiful compositions from Wayne Shorter, Lennon and McCartney, Kern and Hammerstein, Bach, Meldow and Redman himself. And you can catch Joshua Redman at the illustrious Wigmore Hall in duet with bassist Christian McBride on the 11th of May, concluding his 2012-13 curatorship of music at the venue. He'll also be a forthcoming guest on the show in the coming weeks. From the USA tenor to the UK alto of Martin Speak, who releases a double CD with tracks dedicated to a myriad of personal inspirational figures from music and life. Called Always a First Time, the saxophonist teams up with Mike Outram on guitar and Jeff Williams on the drums. This is Tom.
Thank you.
The trio of alto saxophonist Martin Speak and Tom, with Mike Outram on guitar and the drums of Jeff Williams, featured on a composition dedicated to British drummer Tom Skinner. The album is called Always a First Time and out on the Pumpkin label. Jazz Lineup recorded Martin last year at King's Place, and continuing our series of concerts there, Jazz Lineup will be recording saxophonist and BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist Trish Clues in concert on April the 20th. Plus, Trish Clues and her band, along with the Lindley Hamilton Sextet, will be special musical guests for a Jazz Lineup recording in Derry, Londonderry, for a show in celebration as this year's City of Culture. That's at the Tower Hotel on May the 6th. And for more details on both concerts, check out the links via the Jazz Lineup webpage. We heard the orchestral sounds of Joshua Redman earlier, and bassist Avishai Cohen will be performing with strings at the Barbican in London on the 7th of May. So here's a taster of the bass virtuoso in action with a string ensemble from a demo recording made in Israel. Nitai Hershkovitz is on piano, Amir Bresler is on drums, and this is Russian Song. Bassist Avishai Cohen and Russian Song from a recording of his trio with a string ensemble in Israel. Nitai Hershkovitz was on piano, Amir Bressler on the drums, and you can catch them at the Barbican on May the 7th for Avishai Cohen with strings. And there are more gigs just to wet your whistle. Peter King Quintet at the 606 Club on Saturday, April the 13th. Louis Maholo Maholo Octet at the Vortex in London on Sunday, April the 14th. And Kurt Elling begins a week-long residency at Ronnie Scott's Club in London on Monday, April the 15th. I'm Julian Joseph, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, on 90 to 93 FM, online, and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. Saxophonist Alan Barnes serves as the Scarborough Jazz Festival's compere every year, and 2012 marked its 10th anniversary. The last decade has seen it grow and establish itself as one of Britain's premier jazz festivals. There's a rich and varied range of world-class jazz musicians playing for capacity crowds in venues in and around the Grand Hall at the Spa. Tonight's concert set captures the inspired pairing of guitarist Martin Taylor, the festival's unofficial mascot, and Alan Barnes, the official mascot on clarinet. Tonight's concert highlights start off with their version of Acker Bilk's Stranger on the Shore.
I was playing just a couple of days ago in Seattle, and there's a little restaurant in Seattle called Serafina, and I wrote a tune there one day. I had to write a piece of music. I was actually asked to write a piece of music, and I decided to write it while I was having lunch there, because I thought if I named it after the restaurant, I'd always get a free lunch when I went there. But it hasn't worked out, unfortunately. But we're going to play it anyway. It's called Serafina. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please welcome back Alan Barnes. Alan Barnes.
We're going to do a tune which I associate very much with Sunday afternoons, sitting at home, just before Sing Something Simple came on. As if that wasn't bad enough. After dinner, my mother would put a Mario Lanza Music for Pleasure record on called Be My Love. And as if that wasn't bad enough, Martin plays it in the key of A. So it's the triple threat. Before we play it, though, I'd just like to say, many a jazz musician, you say, what would you really like to do? And they say, oh, I'd like to play with an orchestra. Well, that's one of my ambitions, and here it is. Martin Taylor on the guitar.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to work with my great friend, great clarinet player, Alan Barnes.
Thank you.
A classic made famous by Mario Lanza, Be My Love, ending tonight's highlights from a concert set given by Martin Taylor and Alan Barnes, recorded especially for Jazz Lineup on Friday the 28th of September at the 2012 Scarborough Jazz Festival. This special duo concert appropriately celebrates 10 years of the Scarborough Jazz Festival. Before that closing track, you heard Ain't Misbehaving, Serafina, and They Can't Take That Away From Me. For details of all the tracks played on tonight's show, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. I'm Julian Joseph, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, on 90 to 93 FM, online, and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. 1960s progressive rocker Soft Machine have reconvened over the years with different lineups, but the current personnel of the band is John Etheridge on guitar, Theo Travis on reeds and Fender Rhodes, Roy Babington on bass guitar, and John Marshall on the drums and percussion. The new album is called Burden of Proof and sounds like this. We'll be right back. Pump Room from the Soft Machine Legacy, from their new album called Burden of Proof, out now on the Moon June label. And the Legacy are John Etheridge, Theo Travis, Roy Babington, and John Marshall. From the reinvigoration of an old classic to a Korean singer for whom there's been a lot of positive talk, Yoon Sun Na's won a host of awards in France, and her star is ascending in other countries. She's on her third album for the ACT label, with her previous albums highly acclaimed. Here's her take on a traditional song from her home. This is Ariane. Isn't that beautiful? Ariane, sang by the highly praised Korean vocalist Yoon Sun Na, from her latest album on the ACT label called Lento. She draws on repertoire from many sources, pop, chanson, and folk, and has a consistent approach. From the vocals of Korea to Irish-born London-based vocalist Lauren Kinsella's group Thought Fox. And what's refreshing about this record is the improvising awareness and how comfortable the group are to experiment with the voice in the midst of an unconventional journey. This is Worm of Thought. quite a journey. Worm of Thought from Thought Fox, featuring the vocals of Lauren Kinsella. Colm O'Hara is on trombone, Tom Gibbs piano, Mick Cody on the bass, and Simon Roth on the drums. The album is called My Guess and out in May on the Diatribe label. And Thought Fox play the Vortex Jazz Club in London on the 8th of May, which is also the album launch. Bassist Robert Hurst is a musician of remarkable pedigree, having made his name in the quartets led by both Winton and then Branford Marsalis. He's worked with drummers Tony Williams and Billy Cobham, and saxophonist Charles Lloyd. He was the first to record the new piano star Robert Glasper, and has just released a recording featuring the like of Glasper, Marcus Belgrave, and Branford Marsalis. This is Big Queen. Thank you. the gifted sound of bassist Robert Hurst and Big Queen from his latest album called Bob a Palindrome, out on the Bebop label. Solos from Marcus Belgrave on flugelhorn and Branford Marsalis on the soprano saxophone. Well, that's almost it for tonight, but remember, plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3. Jez Nelson tomorrow night at 11 with Jazz on 3. He has US Jazz Fusion Collective Snarky Puppy. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, part 2 of a concert set by the Ian Dixon Mike Walker 5, and an interview and album profile with pianist Alex Wilson. To finish tonight, Tubby Hayes. And this is from a new box set called Little Giant Steps, out on Proper Note Records, of the band leader, tenor man, and multi-instrumentalist. It spans the breadth of his recorded output, from his quartet of 1959 to his orchestra in 61, his quintet of 62, and the All-Stars in the same year with Roland Kirk, Walter Bishop Jr., Sam Jones, and Lewis Hayes. He played soprano, flute, and vibraphone, but there's no doubt that the tenor saxophone was number one. From March 1961, with Terry Shannon on piano, Jeff Klein on bass, and Bill Iden on the drums, this is Tubby Hayes with Wonderful Wonderful. From me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. First today, some remarkably beautiful sacred music from Portugal. Estevão de Brito is the composer, born near Évora in about 1575. He spent most of his life working at Spanish cathedrals, first Badajoz and then Malaga, where he stayed for almost 30 years until his death in 1641. It seems he even turned down a job as choir master at the Royal Chapel in Madrid. Much of his secular music perished in the Lisbon earthquake in 1755, but the manuscripts that survived in Malaga include the music performed here by La Colombina and Ensemble Daedalus. First, part of the Office for the Dead.
Thank you.